The group Our Schools Now launched a campaign Tuesday to get more funding into Utah schools. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
This campaign comes at a time when Utah ranks as one of the lowest states in the country for school spending, 37th to be exact. Now, more funding obviously means a raise in taxes. And how much exactly? Here's Bob Marquardt, co-chair of Education First.
Well, 0.7% increase in personal income tax will raise about $750 million every year to be invested in education.
So it's a 0.008% increase for roughly $1,000 more dollars in spending per student. The initiative is supported by some heavy hitters, like Zions Bank CEO Scott Anderson and Lane Beatty, CEO of the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce. But in order for this ballot measure to get off the ground, Marquardt and the rest of his team need 100,000 Utah signatures.
It's a lot of footwork. You know, it's a big task to get that many. But our whole initiative is driven to get the money to the classroom.
Money to the classroom. This is an important emphasis. Because according to recent surveys by Envision Utah, state residents are skeptical of school spending. The nonprofit CEO, Robert Groh, oversaw the surveys.
You know, when you ask them how much of the education dollar is going into administration, they think it's more than a quarter, and when in fact we're one of the two states that's at the very lowest end.
Hawaii is the only state that spends less on administration, and they have one school district for the entire state. Groh isn't sure where the skepticism comes from, but it doesn't mean that Utahns don't want to see an increase in funding.
It's clear that Utahns want more resources put into education, but they actually want it to make a difference.
So, in order for this initiative to work, state residents have to be confident that the money is going to the right places. And the promise is it will. But as of right now, there are still 100,000 people to convince. Lee Hale, KUER News.